On this holiday weekend, the Broncos are in the nation's capital, looking for an early gift under the tree.
It's going to be about winning the football game, guys.
Just win, man. Win these games. Finish strong.
The main thing is just trying to get a win.
The offense hopes to maintain its constitution as a winner with a bipartisan attack.
Even though we're not having a season we want to, it still feels good to have certain milestones hit and reach.
Meanwhile, the defense's message to Kirk Cousins is cert denied to the end zone.
He's a true warrior, and he's continuing to get better. You know, every single week.
At this point in the season, every win is monumental. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. The last time the Broncos were in Washington, D.C., they were visiting the White House following Super Bowl 50. Today, they're back looking for their third consecutive win as they finish up the 2017 road slate, facing a Washington team still hoping to finish the season at 500. Hello and happy holidays. Thank you for joining us early this morning for the Broncos TV pregame show. I'm Phil Milani, and the Broncos have yet to officially announce a starting quarterback for today's game as Paxton Lynch nursed a sore ankle all week long. If he can't go, it'll be Brock Osweiler, who came in last week in relief and probably played one of the best games of his career. For more on today's matchup, here's head coach Vance Joseph, who's standing by with Matt Boyer. Matt?
Coach, you guys are looking for your third straight win this week. It's something that you guys haven't accomplished yet this year. What did you take from that Indy game that can kind of propel you into this one for another road win?
I tell you, our last two wins has been our formula to win. It's been not give the ball away, run the football efficiently, play good defense, convert third down, just fundamental football. You know, that's been our that's been our preach all year. Just play clean football. We do that, we can win games.
We heard from the guys in the locker room this week. This is an important one. It's week 16. The end of the season's coming, but this is an important one. How do you balance going for that win and then also getting the guys some playing time that haven't had a chance yet this season?
Well, our first priority is to win a football game, you know, but you can do both. You know, you can play young guys and kind of get a feel for where those guys are as players, but our first order of business is to win a football game.
Perfect. Coach, best of luck in Washington.
Thank you,
back here at field level now with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his matchup of the game. And Mason, there's actually two today. Let's start with focusing on that Washington secondary.
Yeah, it's an outstanding secondary. They've played good ball all season, especially good ball in recent weeks. And, of course, it starts with Josh Norman, familiar to Broncos fans from Super Bowl 50, of course. And with Emmanuel Sanders and Cody Latimer out for this game, really this is going to distill down to Josh Norman against Demaryius Thomas as far as a matchup to watch in this game. And, you know, the two of them, they've gone at each other on social media over the last couple of years. So now they take it to the field, and how they do against each other will determine really what the Broncos can do in the passing game, I think, for the most part today.
Josh Norman, an excellent cornerback, played 12 games this season. No interceptions, though, so he's suffering from a little of that Chris Harris Jr. syndrome. Not too many quarterbacks testing him, Mace, and that leads us to the next matchup, Kirk Cousins against his Broncos secondary.
Yeah, and of course, Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr. haven't been tested very much, and I think Chris Harris Jr. not being tested much is why you're talking about him not being a Pro Bowler just yet. We'll see if there's a guy who pulls out and allows him to slide up from his alternate status. So Kirk Cousins, he may look to go to his running backs and tight ends a little bit more. Of course, Capri Bibbs had four catches and had for 47 yards and a touchdown last week. So that may be something that Washington looks to get going today. But when Kirk Cousins does look to throw the ball, he's going to look to Jamison Crowder more often than not. He's averaged just under seven catches a game over the last seven games that he's played. And if you extrapolate his numbers from the last seven games over the course of a season, he'd be on pace for well over 1,200 yards. So you can see he's productive. The Broncos are going to try to shut him down first. That could lead the game to the running backs and the tight ends, which is something that's very familiar to the Broncos over the course of the year.
Yeah, the Broncos bring the top-ranked defense in the NFL into this game, having a lot of passing touchdown the last 2 weeks. Kirk Cousins, though, interesting that, you know, his name's being floated around a lot for this offseason. Broncos will get a firsthand look at him today.
Yeah, and if you look at Kirk Cousins over the last 3 years and take his passer rating over that time, the only guys he's trailing over that span are big names like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, etc. So he's keeping some pretty heady company when you look at his broader numbers over 3 years and not just his numbers over this year. Pretty impressive stuff from Kirk Cousins. And certainly one thing we've heard on Orange and Blue 760 as far as talking to people who cover the Redskins is how much the fans in Washington appreciate him. We'll see what Washington's the team decides to do with him over the next couple of months.
24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions this year so far for Kirk Cousins. Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason every weekday on Orange and Blue 760 for 1st and 10 at 10. That's Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. Or give him a follow on Twitter at Mace Denver, or check out his stories on DenverBroncos.com. Mace, one thing that's for sure is the Broncos defense has a lot of respect for the opposing quarterback.
He runs the show, man. He's a real NFL quarterback, man. It's a difference if you really look around the league, man. It's a handful of guys who really run their offense. They run it to the tee. So he get the ball out of his hands. He'll create time in the pocket, man. He's very accurate. And he'll take the check down when it's there, man. He plays like a real NFL quarterback. So.
And whenever it comes to elite guys, it's just who they are, you know. It's just Kirk. Just Kirk Cousins. You know, he's good at everything. You know, with his contract and all this stuff, he's still been able to block that stuff out and go out there and perform at a high level.
It's been a tough season for the Broncos, but with a win today, owner Pat Bowlen will pass former Raiders owner Al Davis for the 5th most wins all time. Let's once again check in with Matt Boyer, who's standing by inside the Broncos locker room. Matt?
Thanks, Phil. Welcome inside the Broncos locker room. The equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before today's game. Now, we've heard a lot from the Broncos players and coaches about positive momentum finishing this 2017 season. The Broncos want to go into next year making sure that some of those younger guys, the rookies, the first-year and second-year guys, get the playing time they need before the 2018 season. However, the veterans on this team know there is no better way to enter into the next season than with a couple of wins to end the year.
We'll close out this season the next 2 weeks and you know, come back next year even stronger and better than where we were before. It's a given that we'll be better, you know, from the leadership down. You know, that's just the standard that we have. And I think this offseason will be, you know, a big one for us.
Now, we've heard from a couple of guys in the Broncos defense, Vaughn Miller, Darian Stewart. This group wants to finish first in total team defense to end the 2017 season. They're going to have a tough test today against Kirk Cousins. But as we've seen many times before, this defense likes to measure themselves against the best. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com after today's game. Phil and myself will be in the locker room. We will also have live podium coverage from head coach Vance Joseph, Brock Osweiler, and, of course, Vaughn Miller. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. And now we're pleased to be joined by a very special guest, former Broncos defensive lineman Trevor Price. Trevor, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love it. Not a problem.
What have you been up to recently? Good catching up with you here.
Let me see. I coach some tennis. I write TV shows. I mean, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, what the next 70 years of my life are going to be. So, yeah, it's been fun, yeah. Doing a little bit of everything.
I knew you were involved with the entertainment business. Yep. You got that Netflix show. How's that been going?
Good. It's good. We just finished. The second season is being made now. So that premieres, I want to say June. But I'm getting the episodes now. So second season is going to be 10 episodes. And I just got the first 4. So I'm looking at them now to see if they're any good. But it should be. I wrote them.
It better be good,
yeah, right?
Right.
It better be. Heads will roll.
I know you were involved with music and that kind of stuff. Did you always knew you were going to do something like this after football?
Yeah. To an extent, I started writing. I became a writer almost on accident, and I found out I was good at it, and it's a lot more fun than music. You know what I mean? It's harder, but it's a little bit more satisfying. So I went that route.
That's interesting.
It's not bad.
What's it been like watching this Broncos season from afar?
I live in this part of the country, so the thing is, you know, it's the NFL, right? The NFL is cyclical, so you're going to have these type of things happen. And the teams that have success over long periods of time have the same period people over those long periods of time. So that's the thing that has to happen with all NFL teams, with the Broncos or anybody else. Once you have stability at quarterback, head coach, middle linebacker, safety, basically the middle of your football team, right, is center, quarterback, running back, safety, nose guard, Mike linebacker. Yep. If you can have that in a straight line, you'll be fine, you know, for the future. But, you know, this happens. It's a cycle. It will change. Don't worry about that. I've been through this. Went through it 20 times in my life.
I know that you are part of two magical runs for the Broncos. what's your favorite memories of your time in Denver?
I think it was the first Super Bowl and the parade afterwards. I had never been a part of a championship. I won nothing in my football life until my rookie year. We won the Super Bowl, so that was the interesting part. And I think, you know, I still keep in contact with some of those guys a little bit. I see them every now and then, or if I come to Denver, I kind of run into them. You know, and like now, I'm here and watching a team play, and I'm walking up and down the sideline and seeing those same people. And I think the relationships that you make, big or small, become the most important thing, to be honest.
Well, Trevor, thank you so much for hopping
Absolutely.
On. We appreciate
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, man.
We're going to send it now to one of your former teammates, Steve Atwater.
Yeah.
We'll send it over to Steve for his keys to the game. Steve?
Thanks, Phil. And here are the keys to the game. The first key, solid quarterback play. The Broncos only had one turnover in the last two games, which was amazing. They also had 462 yards total offense the last game, the most production of the season in terms of total offensive yards. We need that offensive play to be really the building block for the offseason and going into the next year, more so than the pinnacle of the season. The second key is run the ball. We must run the ball just like we did last week against the Indianapolis Colts. As you know, C.J. Anderson got 158 yards rushing, and right now he's 142 yards away from getting his first 1,000-yard season in the NFL. Now, I'd love to see that for both C.J. and for the offensive line. Hopefully, they'll be able to run the ball effectively against this Washington Redskins defense. The third key to the game is disguise the defense. Kirk Cousins does a great job of coming out and analyzing what the defense is before the play and making quick decisions based off of that analyzation. Now, I think that if we can disguise the defense, show them one thing, play a different defense, it can go a long way to the Broncos bringing home the victory. Back to you, Phil.
Steve. Thank you very much. You can find Mr. Atwater on Orange and Blue 760 with Mason Ryan Edwards Monday through Friday for 1st and 10 at 10. Also, check out the Broncos official YouTube page for Good Morning Broncos Country. And also make sure to give him a follow on Twitter at SteveAtwater27. Back here at Field Level now with Matt Boyer. And Matt, it's Christmas Eve, but Demaryius Thomas has really been in that Christmas spirit all week long.
Well, you know, we saw him earlier this week as Santa Claus with the Boys and Girls Club. They have their annual holiday party. Last year it was DeMarcus Ware who dressed up as Santa. This year, DT getting the call, and who better? He was born on December 25th,
exactly.
Right? Might as well get into the holiday spirit. And he said he didn't really enjoy having his birthday on Christmas because it's, you know, you don't get the separation that most people do.
Just the one gift.
Right,
I guess, huh?
Exactly. So, but it was great. He took it very seriously. He didn't want the kids to figure out it was him. The pierced nose gave it away, though, for a lot of those older kids. But it was great. I think he's one of those guys that whenever he does something, he wants to do it to the best of his ability. So it was great to see him take Santa to the next level, if you will.
Yeah, the Boys and Girls Club party there over at the Broncos indoor facility, the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. Matt, Demaryius Thomas has really been getting it done on the field, too, especially these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen that Emmanuel Sanders has been a little bit banged up these last couple weeks. And so DT's kind of taken it upon his shoulders to kind of go after and be the leader of that offense. And he's closing in on 1,000 yards. That's something that he said that was a goal at the beginning of the season for him. But I think that he's really showcased his leadership, not only, you know, during plays, but on the sidelines. We've seen him rally the offensive line, rally the entire offense around him before they take on series. So I think it's been illuminating to see him do some of those things, not just on the plays, but, you know, on the bench as well.
Yeah, it'll be his sixth consecutive 1,000-yard season if he can get there. And, of course, after Super Bowl 50, he had a little Twitter interaction with Josh Norman. He said, "Where's yours at, young fella?"
Right.
So in the Super Bowl ring. And today, those two will face each other for the first time since Super Bowl 50.
I look forward to it. Just another game, another competition, another great player to go up against. So, you know, the main thing is just trying to get a win. I'm still doing my job. I'm go out and try to win every route I can and catch the ball and block and do whatever I got to do to finish the season off strong.
Yeah, and like we mentioned, Matt, it's his birthday tomorrow. He's turning the big
3-0.
So I know we know what that's all about, turning 30. So, Matt, it's time to put a bow on the show. Let's get a final thought here.
Keep that momentum going is my final thought. We heard it from Coach Vance Joseph. You know, you want to see some of those younger guys play this week, but not at the expense of wins because you're building towards next year. What happens in these last two games will dictate a lot as to how the Broncos go into that 2018 season. So keep the momentum going, keep the flow going, and really build off what the Broncos have already done against the Jets and the Colts.